Hey, this is Chris Johnson. I got a serious question for you. Do you actually like challenges and like learning shit? Because I think it's all bullshit. Somebody started at my new job the other day. Not even my fucking new job. Any fucking job I'm at, I consider it like the new job for like 4 fucking years before I just refer to it as like my actual job. I've been there for a year and a half. It's hardly fucking new. But I've noticed that like when new people start, a lot of times they say things like, you know, I'm really happy to be here. It's going to be challenging. I'm up for the challenge. I love this. And I always think like, I think that's a bunch of shit. I don't believe you. Who walks around thinking like that? Like, I want to do my job and have it be like as familiar as possible and then be done and get fucking paid afterwards. I'm not climbing fucking Everest here. I'm just doing like insurance shit. You know what I mean? When I was at the fucking office store, like the truck's going to come in. I just want to put the fucking truck away. Okay. Can I just put this shit away? Can I fucking stack up the desks? Like, it's not like I started there and I was like, dude, I want a new challenge. I want to fucking unload these goddamn trucks and lift fucking 100 pound desks and shit. It's just something I have to do. That's like job interview shit, I feel. Everybody said that during a job interview, right? Like, listen, it's a new challenge. I need a new challenge. Challenge. Everybody just fucking says challenge over and over again. It's going to be challenging. I'm up for the challenge. I want a new challenge. But like, in reality, nobody wants any of that shit. And if they tell you that they do, I just think it's bullshit. I think it's fucking bullshit. I get pissed when anything changes at fucking anything. When I go to the goddamn grocery store and they rearrange that shit, which they do every fucking 6 to 12 months, I'm not thinking to myself like, God damn it, shopping's gonna be a new fucking challenge now. Hey, where'd they put the cereal? I can't wait for the fucking challenge of finding that shit. It's an inconvenience. Learning new shit is a fucking inconvenience. It's always been an inconvenience. School, inconvenience. College, inconvenience. Hey, we got a new fucking system in place. Inconvenience. At the radio station, listen, we used to sign out by saying this, but now we're going to sign out by saying this. Fuck, I've been saying that thing for 5 goddamn years. Now I got to fucking remember to change it? That is a pain in the ass. I'll take on challenges like on my own time. Like, I want to play a fucking video game. I want to run a marathon. Hey, I want to learn a new language. Fine, do all that shit. But you're doing it because like you want to do it, not because you're thinking to yourself like, I need a new fucking challenge. I don't want to be around people that want new fucking challenges. You know why? Because they're fucking go-getters. They're these gung-ho assholes. They're always fucking chipper. They're always wanting to do stuff. They're always running all over the place, trying to get people to take part in their fucking activities. You leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to deal with that bullshit. I want things just to be as familiar as possible. I don't like when a lot of shit changes. If it's something that needs to change because it's gonna make my life better, fine, change that shit. But most things, it's a gigantic pain in the ass. Nobody talks about getting excited for challenges when it's anything other than like work or like dating sites and shit. I feel like, I've never run on a fucking dating site, but I feel like that's how they talk. And not coincidentally, putting yourself on a dating site is very similar to like putting yourself in like job interviews and shit. Like these are arenas where you are full of shit. These are arenas where you're talking yourself up and you're trying to sell yourself just so somebody gives you a fucking chance. The job thing I get though, because like we need this, we got to get fucking paid. So lying in a job interview or embellishing, you think I really wanted to be a fucking RA? You think I gave 2 shits about the residents and the rich in their lives? No, I wanted a room that was gonna be paid for and I wanted half my fucking meal plan paid for. That's why I did it. But I can't just walk into the interview and say that. I gotta fucking make myself sound awesome. Well, not awesome to me. I gotta make myself sound like a douchebag. But like to them, they think like, hey, this douchebag sounds awesome. Let's hire his ass. So that's what that shit is. It's selling yourself. Dating sites do the same thing. Oh, I love to try new things. I love new challenges. No, you don't. You just want to fuck that guy. You just want to get your dick wet, whatever the fuck it is. I ain't even mad at you, but let's just fucking recognize it for what it is. It's complete bullshit. Nobody wants to constantly try new things. Who the fuck wants to constantly try new things? You tell me on my fucking day off when my ass is sleeping in, like, hey, you want to try this new thing? No, I want to fucking sleep. I want to just sit on my ass all day and just fucking eat shitty food and watch dog shit television. I don't want to learn how to rock climb. I'm good for like new activities like every now and then. You gotta sprinkle that shit in. And the one thing I don't want new activities anywhere is fucking work. If work was the exact same every goddamn day, like if work got to a point where like I knew absolutely, that's how the radio station got. Here's the format. You're doing sports at 15 and 45. We're doing this here. We're doing this here. We're doing this here. Here are the fucking interviews. And you just do that every goddamn day. Does it get like boring? Like, I guess. Don't you want your job to be fucking boring? What type of excitement do you need at your job? I want a job where I know how to do shit, where I get paid well, and where I'm not like fucking panicking because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. The worst part of like any job for me always has been like the first couple weeks where I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, I don't know my ass from a fucking hole in the ground. I'm just trying to figure everything out. You could go there, you're nervous, I'm sweating more. Like, I'm just sitting there like, why the fuck am I sweating? Because I'm fucking nervous. I don't know what I'm doing. You don't want to fuck anything up. You got to meet all these new dickheads. So like, it's everything that I fucking hate. I gotta fucking learn some new shit. I gotta figure out like, you know, what can I say? What can't I say? Who is this person? Who's the bosses? When's lunch? When do I go on my fucking break? Do we get paid for this shit? What's protocol here? What happens in this fucking situation? Like, it's all this shit and that blows. I don't fucking leave work when I have to learn a completely new thing, thinking to myself like, God damn, that was fucking invigorating. I think, God, that fucking sucked. Fuck this shit. Why can't I know what the fuck I'm doing? All I want to do is know what I'm doing. I don't like constant change. It's just a pain in the dick. And if you're honest with yourself, you don't like constant change either. Like in your fucking house, you don't want to wake up and find out that the kitchen moved from like the first floor to the second floor. What the fuck kind of shit is that? You want to know where the shit is. So I think anybody who says, hey man, I love new challenges. I want to try new things. I think you're full of shit. And if you're not full of shit, I don't want a fucking thing to do with you. Stay the fuck away from my ass. I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every goddamn episode is there, okay? Download that shit. Website or app, whatever the fuck you want to do. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the fucking usual suspects. I'm on Twitter, it's @JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram, that's @maybe5, the number 5 minutes. And this podcast will be right in my Facebook timeline for you.